Peter Murphy, Jonathan Witts, Rankin of Centre.
And then there were two in this tag puissance on Saturday night here at the Horse of the Year show. It's been a gripping competition. There were five who made it through to the fourth round. Robert Whittaker, he withdrew after the third with Waterstone. He also had another ride. Chloe Ashton got through to the fourth, the 17-year-old, but her horse found the 7-foot height just a challenge too far. But it's now Peter Murphy and Michael Lonsdale who decided to battle out for honours here in the NEC. 9,000 people enjoying this tag puissance. Coming to the triple bar is Peter Murphy on a Rankin off centre. No problems there. Now just gently turns right-handed. Now faces the line diagonally across the arena with the 7'2" Mammoth Wall charging into it, gets to it. Oh, the wall! It looked for a moment as if it was going to stay intact, but one piece of the top, agonisingly for Peter Murphy, has fallen to the ground. So he acknowledges the cheers of the crowd, but it was nearly success. But he still could share top honours, but if Michael Lonsdale doesn't go clear, he's now come into the arena. So Michael Lonsdale knows what the equation is simply, is the repair job by Bob Ellis, the course designer, his team. Just repair the wall. So Michael Lonsdale, and he's happy with it now, so on his way. And he clears 7'2". Crowd have loved it, as is always the way. Not a seat to be had in the house. And now on its way. Jumps the triple bar, balloons that. Now this is the challenge. 7'2". Just gently checks. Now accelerating towards it. Coming to it. Oh no! So the honours are shared between Michael Lonsdale and Peter Murphy. Just couldn't quite find the impulsion to clear the height, but still been a thrilling competition that sees the honours shared between Peter Murphy and Michael Lonsdale. They are the joint winners of this year's Horse of the Year show, tag puissance in front of 9,000 excited fans.